Planting updates from around the state. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. In their Monday report, USDA says Hoosier farmers have 10% of corn and soybeans in the ground. And it's time for a new segment here on HAT. Let's go around the state with Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday. Each Tuesday, we'll hit different parts of the state to get a planting update. Let's start in Northwest Indiana.
Hi, I'm Denise Scarborough from LaPorte County in Northwest Indiana. Unlike the rest of the state, we have been very blessed with drier weather and conditions to be able to work in the fields. We had about 10 really good days to be able to plant soybeans, and we have the majority of our soybeans planted except for some seed corn borders. And today we are going to get started with planting some corn on our farm. Hope you guys stay safe out there during this planting season.
Let's head a little south from there to West Central Indiana, around the Tippecanoe, Montgomery, and Fountain County lines.
Hey, Eric, this is Ryan Rippey, joining you from the tractor cab today out planting corn. Finally got going after having the weekend off and things got dried out and back at it again, hoping to be about 50% done with corn. If things go well today, finishing up with our regular traded corn and hopefully being able to switch over to our non-GMO waxy acres tomorrow. Also got my dad out planting beans today. Also hoping to be about 50% done with beans today. I've seen quite a bit of activity around, a lot of spraying, a lot of planting. Actually had to wait about an hour at the co-op to pick up my load of fertilizer. So quite a bit going on. So talk to you next week.
Stick around. The crop tour continues next here on HAT.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Welcome back. Our next stop on Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday is in East Central Indiana's Delaware County, and this farmer does more than just corn and soybeans. They also have greenhouses and work in specialty crops. They provide an update on that as well.
This is Jenna Scott from Cox Farms Incorporated in Gaston, Indiana, and we haven't gotten any field work done, no beans, no corn planted. We've just had too wet of a weather pattern, and it's not looking good for this week either. But some farmers around us have gotten some beans out, but that's about it. We have had a lot of farmers down south start taking watermelon plants and cantaloupe plants to get that crop started in the Vincennes area. A lot of farmers in Missouri we've shipped their plants to as well, with a lot of them looking to really start hitting it hard this weekend. So lots of things going around on our farm, just not for ourselves personally on the row crop side.
And we wrap up down south in Ferdinand, Indiana. Here's DuBois County farmer J.R. Raisner.
This past week we've been able to make good progress on corn and soybean planting. We also did finish burn down before the rain came in late last week. We did receive pockets of heavy rain in areas that have kept us out of the field over the weekend. We also looks like we'll have some pretty good chances for rain this week as well that will probably keep us out of the field through the week.
We'll take the tour next week as well and see what planting progress is like then here on Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.